Chapter 1. The Wild Boars.
You went back to Danger Peak? Again?
Chris, Robert's best friend since kindergarten, asked. Chris, Robert, and their younger friend Rinny were holding another meeting of their Wild Boars Club in the large treehouse in Robert's backyard. Chris and Rinny's dirt bikes were still parked at the wide, bumpy base of the ancient tree. Chris's blue bike dwarfed Rinny's considerably. Rinny's gray bike resembled the first draft of Chris's fully developed model. The younger boy's bike was not only smaller, but also less powerful than Chris's or Robert's. And he was often teased that it wasn't much faster than a regular, pedal-powered bicycle. Perched in the yellow and orange-streaked sky of the late autumnal afternoon, the clubhouse was their stronghold against the outside adult world. As the wistful chorus of Don Henley's Boys of Summer drifted from Robert's miniature AM-FM radio, mounted on the tanned 70s wood paneling that made up the majority of their ramshackle treehouse, Robert musingly considered a title change to Boys of Fall.
"Man, you are obsessed,"
Chris exclaimed, leaning back against the wall, almost inadvertently switching the radio off.
"Yeah."
The short, pudgy Rinny chimed in as he casually flipped through an issue of Nintendo Power magazine.
"And you're also preoccupied."
Chris rolled his eyes.
"That means the same thing, Dorcas,"
he taunted their pint-sized sidekick.
"How did you graduate grammar school thus again?" "I copied my tests off your mom,"
Rinny wisecracked, tousling his ratty, rust-colored hair triumphantly. With that, Chris went in for a wind-up with his fist. But Robert, ever the peacemaker between the two, blocked him.
"That's enough, you guys,"
he said.
"I didn't call this meeting to start another fight." "Then why did you call this meeting?"
Chris asked, gazing around the rectangular treehouse. A cartoon wall calendar featuring a black cat sticking its head out of the maws of a rotting jack-o'-lantern signified the month of October, and various magazine photos of specialized motorbikes adorned the walls. Then his eyes fell on Robert's handmade poster that sported a crudely drawn purple boar screeching by on a motorbike while shouting their club's motto in a hovering word balloon, "Just have fun."
"To just have fun?"
Chris answered his own question, almost duty-bound.
"No,"
Robert said immediately. Then, sensing his friend's disappointment, he changed his tone and corrected himself.
"Well, yes and no. What's that supposed to mean?"
Rinny asked. Rinny was a sweet kid, but a little slow. He was, as some impolite company would whisper behind his back, the so-called runt of the litter. With his short stature, hunched over posture, and dirty hair, he resembled a rat. Occasionally, Chris would remind him of this in no uncertain terms, but this time was different.
"Believe it or not, I have to agree with Rinny,"
Chris admitted. Robert pensively stared into the middle distance. Absently, he mused on how Chris's straight jet black hair and emerald eyes mirrored those of the calendar's Halloween cat. He would have stood up to pace the room if it were big enough. As it was, even though his club was large by treehouse standards, the three of them had almost outgrown its one room since it had been built 8 years before by his dad and brother Danny. In fact, the treehouse was specifically built atop the tall, proud oak with Danny in mind. And subconsciously, Robert always felt like he was trespassing, especially after his brother's death. It was like standing your army on hallowed ground, planting your flag on someone's grave.
"Well?"
Chris asked Robert impatiently, breaking his daydream.
"Oh, sorry,"
Robert apologized.
"Apology accepted,"
Rinny said cheerfully.
"He was talking to me, Buttwhite,"
Chris spat.
"Oh, Buttwhite,"
Rinny mocked.
"That's a new one. Very classy. Remind me,"
Chris then said, turning to Robert.
"Why do we let him in here?"
Robert was defiant.
"I let him in here because it's my treehouse,"
he said, defending the off-picked-on Rinny.
"Thanks, man,"
Rinny said.
"No problem,"
Robert smiled. Chris screwed his eyes tightly, daring himself to correct his friend.
"I thought this was Danny's treehouse,"
he said. Robert inhaled deeply.
"Right,"
he said.
"Hey,"
Rinny interjected and pointed to his magazine.
"Do you guys know about the Konami cheat code?"
Chris suddenly lunged at Rinny, rudely ripping his Nintendo Power away, and ordered,
"Gimme that! Stop!"
Rinny protested.
"I just got it in the mail this morning!"
"Enough!"
Robert shouted. At last, He gave his team the meeting's agenda.
I think we should scale Danger Peak, once and for all. But how?
Rennie whined. Now even Robert was getting annoyed with him. This time, it was Chris's turn to defend Rennie.
What I think he means is...
he softly began.
It's been tried before. You know, Danny.
He purposefully let his words trail off. He felt he had already been pushing it with his former insensitive comment about the treehouse rightfully belonging to Robert's brother. From the corner of his eye, the calendar cat seemed to be mocking him.
I know,
Robert replied.
And that's why we have to try it ourselves. For Danny's sake. Do you think he cares?
Rennie asked, in a surprising outburst.
I mean, he's 6 feet in the...
Robert shot Rennie a look that made him catch himself, and Rennie's cheeks immediately flushed crimson. Chris coiled his fist for another smackdown when they all heard Robert's mother call merrily from outside their clubhouse.
Robbie, come in to eat and say goodbye to your friends.
Breaking the ice, Chris was the first to speak.
Your mom still calls you Robbie?
He asked. A brief pause, and then the three friends erupted into nervous laughter. Not wanting to end on a fight, Robert put out his right hand, palm down,
and announced their other catchphrase, friends to the end.
Friends to the end.
Chris and Rennie repeated, placing their hands on top of his.